It would be dabbling in the art of the cliché to express all the ways the French are different from Americans. You could begin with attitudes about love and war, food and wine, fidelity and infidelity. But when you want to sum it up, you need look no further than the top of the head, which is the starting point for commentator Daniel Pinkwater's Gallic lesson in individuality.
For some reason, images of Chicago in the 1950s are crowding my brain. When I was in high school, I took the L and went to the South Side to hear a benefit for blues shouter Big Bill Brunzi. It was a great concert. I heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and a lot of other singers. And I had my picture taken, lots of times, by guys in suits with cameras with long lenses. My father had taken a trip to France and brought me a genuine beret and a cool paisley scarf. I wore them all the time. This made me look sort of like a fat Bertolt Brecht, which is probably why the FBI or whoever it was took my picture. The beret got me noticed in lots of places. I was sent to see the school guidance counselor and the discipline officer. They both warned me not to be a nonconformist. Nonconformist was the L word of the 50s. Conformity was good, non was bad. Teachers used to lecture us about this. Wearing a foreign hat was enough to get people wondering about you, and if you were white and went to hear black folk singers, you got your picture taken. I have always photographed well and continue to be a snappy dresser.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Upper Hudson River Valley.